Vivian, welcome to That Some Crazy Shit. I'm so happy that you are here. We're going to have a really great conversation. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm so excited to get a chance to talk to you. I love the title of your show and the angle that you're coming in at. It gives me such a nice opportunity. I'm pretty serious about my work, but I can tell it's crazy. And, you know, it's great to have this chance to talk about it from this angle. I love it. Thank you.
Well, just know when we say crazy shit, we mean no disrespect.
Exactly.
No, no, however,
no, no. Got it.
It's just stuff that's just crazy.
Well, exactly. I totally get it. I love it.
So just start off by telling us what it is that you do.
Okay, it's really crazy. No one's going to believe me. I operate on people with crystals, and I have a whole lot of wands and crystal tools, like a lot, you know, a lot of crystals. I'm definitely considered a crazy crystal lady, just for starters. And I literally operate on people, on their energy field and their energy body, using crystal tools the same way a surgeon will operate on a physical body using scalpels and do stitching and all these different things. I do that with crystals to the etheric energy field and to the energy body. It's quite a good way to spend one's day, I might add. Rather interesting.
So now I have a question, Vivian. I'm picturing you using specific crystals to treat specific things.
That would be correct. You're getting a good picture in your mind. Different crystals have different properties, and I have to make sure that the tool that I'm using can get the effect that I want. And the great thing with the crystal is it's like if you were cooking with a magic knife that was delivering exactly the right spices and flavors and profile to the food that you're cooking. That's what you do with the crystals, because they have chemical properties, they have physical properties, and you're using both the physics and the chemistry of the crystals to create this unbelievable, absolutely amazing, truly miraculous effect.
Okay, so you do this surgery with crystals, but I gotta ask, how did this all come about? How did one day you just decide, okay, I can do surgery with crystals? Like, how do you find that out?
Exactly. The best question in the world, you know, because how did I find it out? A little bit of a backstory. I first trained in psychology, clinical psychology specifically, and then I got diverted and became a teacher of the Alexander technique. And that is a neuromuscular retraining. And that sounds as dry as dust. It is the most extraordinary, amazing, fantastic experience to have an Alexander lesson, because you literally have a teacher's hands on you and the teacher guides you into a brand new experience of yourself, releasing overcontracted muscle, getting you to relax, getting your mind to calm down, and getting this synchronization of body and mind to come back, so, you know, which is our birthright, but we lose it along the way. We sit at computers, we hunch over, our posture deteriorates, our coordination deteriorates, and here is this wonderful thing called the Alexander technique that restores all of that, restores our birthright, and gives us an added piece of what we call constructive conscious control of the self, where we actually learn how to use our consciousness and our awareness to send messages from our brain to the rest of us in order to improve our coordination, improve performance, improve comfort, get rid of pain. And if you're an athlete or in the performing arts, to help you enhance your performance. So absolutely wonderful technique. And I became very, very successful and was seeing a lot of people. And because of the sheer number of people that I was seeing, and because the Alexander technique was making me sensitive and very aware of people and their energy and what was going on with them, and even was causing me to become very telepathic and interesting things like that, I started to notice about the energy field, and, you know, people call it the aura and the chakras, and so I started to look into that as well, because the Alexander technique is a body-mind technique, and then it became apparent to me there's a third layer, and that's the energetic layer. and I started to investigate it. So I was aware of it. And then while I was doing my Alexander training, I met a woman called Susie Holbich, who was very psychic and was able to have X-ray vision and other extraordinary claims like that. And she was into crystals, and I was in awe and admiration because she seemed to know exactly what to do with crystals. And I thought, oh, I wish I could do that, but I didn't know how. Nonetheless, I started to buy a few crystals here and there. This all happened when I was still living in South Africa. Then we moved here to the United States, and I developed a practice here and as an Alexander teacher, and we set up a school, and we had our crystals as decor on a etagere, you know, like a shelf system. So I have this client, and actually she was Mother Superior, and that was a bit of a strange thing for me, because in South Africa nuns still wore habits, and yeah, in the US the nuns were wearing shorts and t-shirts and things. I was quite impressed actually with this modern way of being a nun. She was fabulous person, natural healer too. Anyway, she was lying on my table getting an Alexander lesson, and blow me if a crystal doesn't call me and make me do something with it. I just got this impulse, went and picked up one of these crystals that I had acquired in South Africa. And it's just, I don't know if you know, ever been taken for a walk by a dog, but you know how a dog can drag you along by the lead. Right. This crystal dragged me along by its own power and got me moving around doing stuff on Sister Anne, and that it was amazing. And we just fell silent, both of us. Neither one of us knew exactly what was going on, or even a little bit what was going on. And I just let the crystal guide me, and it seemed to pause over every joint, and we were both very quiet. And at the end I said, do you have arthritis? Are your joints painful? And she said, yes, but I feel much better now. And that's how it began. It just did itself. And, you know, I just followed the impulse in my head, and the crystal told me to do it. The crystal said, so I did it. I didn't know what it was. Later, a few years later, I went to a class with Melody, who wrote the Love is in the Earth series of books on crystals. And I asked her, what is it when you hold a crystal in your hand and you wave it over people and it seems to do stuff? She said, that's something new. I don't know what that is. And that's how I knew I had something different, and like a new submodality of crystal healing that was putting itself together in my hands.
So what diseases or ailments do you treat?
And which crystals do you use to treat them?
Oh, well, that's like a whole long book. I just wrote a textbook called The Complete Guide to Crystal Surgery. And I tell you what, if you ask me something just a little bit more specific, well, I can work with anything.
My thing is, are you doing, when you say that you're doing the surgery, like, for example, if I came in with a bad knee that an orthopedic surgeon said, you need surgery, could you repair that bad knee?
If you already need surgery, what I would do is prepare you for the surgery using crystal surgery. So in other words, I would do the knee repair. Like, say you needed a knee replacement, and I do this for people. I will do the knee replacement surgery in the energy field and the energy body so that everything is prepped and ready for the surgeon to do the physical surgery. And that usually cuts time off the physical surgery and cuts time off the rehab and recovery. It really improves the speed. So, but if you weren't going to have surgery, if you weren't at that point yet where you needed surgery, then I would go in and see if I could help you avoid the need for surgery. And I would do, I'd take a look and I'd stitch up. If I saw there was tearing in the tendons and in the ligaments, I would stitch it up. I would do an anti-inflammatory for the knee, an anti-inflammatory procedure. And I would help you sort it out. And if you still needed surgery, well, then I would help you have the surgery and recover from the surgery. So very much once it's that physical, it's what I'm doing is complementary. You can't substitute, but I can, I can and have helped people avoid the need for many different procedures by, if I can get there soon enough. Once you've got a lot of deterioration in the physical body, it's best to get the physical help and use the energetic help to get, help you with your recovery and not to have it happen again. You do, well, we do need to be aware that people can have surgeries, but if they don't change what caused them to need a surgery, if they don't heal that, then they could end up needing yet another surgery later.
So Vivian, could an athlete come to you for preventative treatment?
Absolutely. In fact, I've got a wonderful story. This has actually happened with one of my clients. He doesn't live in the Cincinnati area. He lives in Boston, and he's a doctor, and he wanted to climb Mount Kilimanjaro, but he had a horrible condition. He's young, in his 30s still, but he had a horrible condition where his heel bones weren't working well, and his Achilles tendons, there was a calcification going on. And he asked me, would I see him? And he came in, he was barely able to walk. And a few months later, he wrote to me, said, I climbed Mount Kili. They call it Kili, you know, if you're on familiar terms, you actually climbed the mountain. It's not Kilimanjaro, it's Kili. And he was able to do that. And it seemed like a miracle. He was hardly able to walk. He limped in and he walked out and went to climb the mountain. Fantastic.
So are you treating both the energy body and the physical body?
Well, you can't really separate all the pieces out. They do influence each other. So if your energy body is in better shape, it will feed your physical body. Your energy body is like the battery of your physical body, and the information will go from there. So I can give you an example. If you have been very, very worried about something, and then you get good news and you feel the relief of that good news, it's an actual physiological experience of this sensation of relief flooding through your system. That's a physiological experience. Now, that was just a thought that happened and an entire physiological thing went. So you can't separate body, mind, and spirit in actual fact, and they are always influencing each other. But you want to know, where is the cause? Where is the problem? You know, we're very familiar with psychosomatic illness. Now, there's an actual physical thing, like if you have a stomach ulcer, that's considered psychosomatic, because stress and tension cause your stomach to churn and to send out the acids, and then you get an ulcer, etc., etc. So say somebody had a stomach ulcer, I can adjust using the crystals, the chemistry of the stomach, and I would adjust using the crystals, the energetics and the stress and the tension going on in the psychological and energetic realm. And I would help, so then it would help both areas, because the source is more psychological than it is physical, even though it's physically manifest. But if someone has something genetic going on, well, that's their constitutional being. That's their, that's very physically based at that point. Much more difficult to expect a miracle there. And there can be some, but really you want to just help people if they've got something genetic going on. You got to recognize that that is the blueprint for this lifetime, and that's what you are working with.
So Vivian, in the example you gave with the stomach ulcer, what crystal would you use to help the acid, or, you know, I'm just throwing a name out there, like rose crystal or quartz. I mean, what would you use?
For a stomach ulcer, you know, that's a serious inflammation of the stomach lining. So I would do the anti-inflammatory procedure for that. And I would also do this. I have an anti-inflammatory procedure for acute inflammation, and I have an anti-inflammatory procedure for chronic inflammation. I would use both of that, and I would adjust the pH of the stomach contents. For that, I would use bloodstone and shungite. For the anti-inflammatory, I use green stones, because inflammation is red. The physics of green will start to antidote the physics of the red, and so it goes.
That's incredible.
That is incredible. So is this only unique to you? Are there other people practicing this type of crystal healing?
Well, I'm the founder of it, but I have trained quite a few people. And one of the things I have had to check is that what I'm doing is not unique to me. It's not because of some inborn talent. I do have healing skills, and that I think is something I've been blessed with. It's like a talent. And then there's a lot of skill involved here. And so I did have to check that everything that I'm doing is also possible for other people. And that's what I have put in my Complete Guide to Crystal Surgery book, is over 100 procedures and techniques that have all been tested to make sure if you do it, it's just like cooking a recipe. It's exactly like cooking. And in fact, the Complete Guide to Crystal Surgery is like a recipe book. It's a recipe, which crystals to use to get which effect. And we have all kinds of different effects that we can get, from physical and physiological all the way through to spiritual and energetic.
That is, that's mind blowing.
It is. It's crazy.
It is crazy. But you know, like we said, not in a disrespectful way. It's just, it's amazing that these things are out there and so yes. many people don't believe in them, but yet they're effective and they work.
And that's funny that you say that, because my next question is, give us some success stories. Tell us where
exactly.
you're successful with this type of treatment.
Exactly, because let's face it, it's hard for me to believe that this is real. So seeing is believing, right? So one day a client comes and her hand is so swollen, it looks like somebody took one of those gloves and blew it up and made the balloon effect wow. in the glove. That's what her hand looked like. It had totally ballooned on the back of her hand. And what had happened was the cat had bitten her. So I looked at this and I did the anti-inflammatory procedure for that, because that's some serious inflammation. And I also had to detox the area, because animal bites and actually human bites are very poisonous. Yes. So I had to attend to that and to help her detox in front of my eyes. I'm going to say that 3 times. Right in front of my eyes, in 20 minutes, I saw that balloon swelling go right down and her hand looked like a hand again. I won't say there was no swelling left, but that balloon effect, I mean, it was puffed up over an inch, which if you want to see your hand puffed up over an inch, that's a lot. It went down all of that. So that in front of my eyes, I saw it happen, and I can do that in front of your eyes. If someone has a burn or a red rash or anything like that, you can watch me make that change. It's visible.
So do people have to physically be, do you have to put your crystals on top of the person? Is it something you can do remotely, or do you got to be in the same room with somebody?
Well, you see, that's a crazy thing too. I can do it remotely. I don't have to be in the room with them. It's the craziest thing. The pandemic has forced me into working remotely with people. I built a whole new practice. I had to close my door. I had to tell everybody, no, I can't see you. This is, you know, of course, 14, 15 months ago. And then I just started a remote practice and started working with New Zealand and Australia and South Africa and England and I don't know, Canada, all over the world. I've got clients now with remote sessions, and in real time, as we're working remotely, they can feel what I'm doing to them. Not always, but enough of the time to know something's up. But the results speak for themselves. People aren't going to pay me the amount of money that they pay me if it isn't working. I tell you what. It works, and I don't want to do it if it doesn't work. I'm not interested. I don't like broken things. I don't like scams. I don't like nonsense. I'm a very down-to-earth, practical person. I'm not going to do it if it doesn't work. Oh boy, does this work. It works so well. I had to spend a huge chunk of my life writing and documenting it. 25 years of research. Crazy, man. That's a...
You know what I like, Vivian, is that you're documenting this stuff. You know, without that documentation, some people refuse to believe it.
Oh, and I have a photograph in the book for the anti-inflammatory for acute inflammation. I have a photograph of a friend of mine's ankle. She sprained her ankle, Her foot was so swollen, I had the presence of mind to photograph the before, because I do the work and then I say, well, I wish I had a photograph of that. This time she came in with this big swollen foot. I photographed it before and then I photographed it 1 hour later, and she'd had that swollen ankle. She'd sprained it 2 weeks before. Nothing was helping. Nothing was getting that swelling to go down. 1 hour of crystal surgery, and those photographs are in the book. And anyone can view this if they want to, because we have a free PDF view of the book on our website, crystalhealingtechniques.com. And you can just go onto that free PDF view and you can flip through to the anti-inflammatory for acute, and you'll see those photographs. And that's real. And we photographed before the hour, after the hour, and then 4 days later after her second hour. And you could see the progression of the swelling in the foot going down. And people have asked me that question. They've said, but can you see anything? Is there anything concrete? Is there anything, can you give any proof? Absolutely, I can. Now, I don't want to do it if I can't, it has to prove itself to me. And I'm strict with very, very, very high standards. And it has proven itself to me again and again. Actually, I have a funny story. I know I'm talking a lot. Can I tell another?
No, please share. Please share.
Okay, so this is the earwax story. This happened with my husband. Because, you know, you can't, shoemaker's children and relatives, they don't get help. But my husband has a problem with buildup of earwax in his ears. And this was before I was really recognizing how powerful crystal surgery is. So I said, well, do you want me to help you, you know? And he sort of said, yeah, okay, see what you can do. Because he was really struggling. His ears felt so bad. And it was affecting his balance and his hearing. It was a lot of earwax. Doesn't sound very nice. Sorry about that. Anyway, I took quartz. You know, you've been asking me which kind of crystals. I used a quartz diamantina laser wand. And I turned it around and I touched in, and I actually started to get visuals of what was going on in there. And I said, oh, this is a big lump of wax and it's adhering to the eardrum, and I'll just teach it. This is the eardrum, this is the wax. I'll get them to separate. And then I could feel a sort of a click. It's, you know, that's from the Alexander technique. This extreme kinesthetic awareness comes from the Alexander training. And I could feel this shift and I could feel the change very clearly for me. But it is subtle in the beginning for other people. And then I said, Neil, go rinse your ear again. And this big, thick wadge of wax, exactly the visual that I'd got in my mind, dropped out of his ear. It was unbelievable. I was like, dang, that worked. And I tell you what, that was useful. At least it was useful. It wasn't just like, I put a crystal in your pocket and hope for the best. So
you had mentioned early on that the crystal had called to you. Crystals still talk to you today?
Oh, that's my big secret. Yeah. They talk to me a lot. They give me messages. They're telepathic. They give me instructions. Yeah. And that's even crazier. I have an extraordinary story about how I had to accept that crystals talk to me. I actually find this story too crazy for me, I have to admit. This is where it gets a bit weird. You know, crazy is one thing, weird, bizarre, that's another thing.
That's right up our alley.
Right up our alley.
Yeah.
So I have this client lying on the table, and she got a bad sinus infection, and I go, ooh, I wish I had a dark green crystal to shift the sinus infection. And I hear a voice shouting to me, I'm in the mailbox, come and get me. I think, okay, that's crazy. I'm not going to the mailbox in the middle of someone's session. And so I proceeded, and now I was down at her feet, and I thought, ooh, I wish I had a dark green crystal to shift the sinus infection. And then the voice said again, I'm in the mailbox, come and get me. And I thought, I can't believe it. So I ignored it and I went on, and now I was up at the shoulder and I was looking at the face and the heaviness of the sinus infection. I thought, I wish I had a dark green crystal to shift the sinus infection. And a very annoyed voice shouted at me, I'm in the mailbox, come and get me. I was like, this is too weird. This is bizarre. And but I have a 3-time rule. If I get the same message 3 times, I have to act on it. That's what I learned over the years, you know, and I've been doing this for 40 years, you see. So over the years, I learned if I get the same message 3 times, better act on it. So I say to the client, you know, I think there's something in the mailbox that can help you. Really, it's just embarrassing. So I go out to the mailbox, and now I have to be absolutely honest. I do not want there to be something in the mailbox because it's too weird for me. I have to put up with a lot of weird stuff. This is getting crazy if something is shouting at me from the mailbox. Not up for it. So I open the mailbox very, very anxious now. And there's a priority mailbox inside. And I go, well, there was and is something in the mailbox. But I go upstairs and I get the scissors. And I go back to the client, and now she's lying on her side with her head on her hand, and she's watching me with great interest. Because as it happens, this particular client is much more woo-woo than I ever planned to be. She just takes spirit guides and strange things happening for granted, whereas I'm still a questioner, you know. I want evidence, and I want normality and feet on the ground and so on. So I cut open the box, and inside is a dark green Vivianite crystal that somebody had bought at a gem show about 3 months before, and it had just arrived on that day and had been shouting at me from the mailbox. It was in the shape of a V for my name. Vivianite, V, dark green crystal, calling me from the mailbox. I mean, what else?
I got cold.
Crazy.
Serious.
Oh my God. Thank you so much for that story. That does win one of the crazy shit prizes. Because that is something's calling to you from the mailbox and you go get it and it's there.
It's green. It has a V. It's Vivian. That's too many coincidences.
Wow. So if somebody was interested in reaching out to you and learning more, how would they get a hold of you?
If it's about crystals, crystalhealingtechniques.com. That is the best place to go because there's a whole bunch of videos and free information and free courses and all kinds of stuff because it is all documented there. And then there's also a contact form, and that's the best way to get hold of me is to send me an email by the contact form on crystalhealingtechniques.com.
And I have a quick question, Vivi. Do you also teach the Alexander technique?
Yes, I do. And for that, you can go to chaparra.com and you can reach us that way. But if you email us about whatever you want, that it will reach us from crystalhealingtechniques.com. The only thing is to remember how to spell my name. I'm the one and only Vivian Chaparra. Vivian with an E, V-I-V-I-E-N. And then Chaparra, think teacher, school, S-C-H-A-P-E-R-A, one and only on Google, one and only in the world, one and only person to discover crystal surgery.
Fantastic. Wow. Thank you so much for being a part of That's Some Crazy Shit and coming on the podcast. It has been so much fun. Definitely, yes. Would love to have you come back in the future because I know that I could come up with just a lot more questions to ask you. So definitely want to leave the door open for future podcasts.
We must do that. I have more stuff coming. I now have the life-changing power of yes, and I've even got my own radio show. I've been asked to be a host because we're just into this crazy, wonderful stuff that makes our lives so much better.
Well, fantastic. Definitely we'll have you come back.
Thank you
so much.
Excellent.
Thanks for sharing.